98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden today to begin offering pardons to thousands of military veterans who were booted out of the service for being gay.
For more than a half century, from the early 1950s, it was illegal to be gay in the military. U.S. court-martialed and convicted thousands for what President Biden says was simply being themselves. Mr. Biden now pardoning those convictions, which will help those veterans finally receive benefits they deserve. The pardon does not automatically wipe away convictions. Those veterans must still apply through a military approval process.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Oklahoma's Supreme Court put the kibosh on what would have been the nation's first religious school, paid for by the taxpayers' dime. This could eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Central Oklahoma was strafed by severe weather overnight. No word of tornadoes, but 50,000 homes and businesses don't have electric power. This is ABC News. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial modified the gag order he's under.
The move comes nearly a month after the hush money trial ended with a guilty verdict on all 34 counts. The new order keeps Trump from speaking about members of the team that prosecuted him and the individual jurors who convicted him. But Judge Juan Merchan says Trump can now talk about witnesses who testified in the case and generally about the jury. Trump's attorneys argued their client needed that freedom to be able to fully respond to President Biden in Thursday's debate.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The music industry going after artificial intelligence.
A lot of creators accuse generative AI companies of hiding how much they're taking off the internet and using to train their models. The music industry says enough. Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Records have all teamed up, filing a lawsuit against Suneo and Udio, accusing those companies of scraping copyrighted music without letting artists know and without paying for it.
ABC Sherry Preston, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. A ruling by the state Supreme Court on Monday leaves taxpayers to cover half of a $128,000 bill for the services of two redistricting experts. The consultants were hired earlier this year by the court to review potential new legislative maps. They said maps drawn by Republicans were gerrymandered, and the legislature passed maps drawn by Governor Evers in February. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. A Chippewa Valley Middle School student has been named the first ever state civic speed champion. According to a WEAU report, Rhea Musavi is a student at DeLong Middle School and made it to the state competition as the runner-up in the regional civic speed earlier this month. Her essay featured her thoughts on changes she wanted to see in the education system, which the judges determined was the best in the state. She will now advance to the national civic speed, representing the entire state of Wisconsin. Firefighters across the state say they're seeing more wildfires this year than last, but fewer acres of land being burned. According to a WEAU report, through June 20th this year, the state has seen 774 wildfires compared to 592 last year, but the amount of land burned has decreased by about 60%. Officials say they're seeing more fires that start as a result of equipment use, like lawnmowers and ATVs, and with a lack of snow over the winter, the state's vegetation is more likely to go up in smoke. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the defending World Series champs, the Rangers, 3-1. Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz with a shot over the left field wall on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ortiz, left field, warning track, out of here!
I asked Ortiz leagues if the Rangers' Andrew Heaney tried to slip a fastball past him.
No, not necessarily. He had been flipping me breakers. I was kind of just aware of where I needed the ball to start to get that pitch to hit it well, and he threw it somewhere I can hit it and got to it.
The Brewers' Hobie Milner got his first start and was replaced by Bryce Wilson, who held the Rangers scoreless through six innings.
I mean, they shut us down. You know, they went with the opener, got a quick run. Things were looking good, but we just couldn't get two or three hits together. And that's what it takes to score a run, or you got to hit a home run. And you got to knock in some runs, and that was missing tonight.
That's the Rangers manager, Bruce Bochy. NBA draft tonight, the Bucks with the 23rd pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75, with more scattered showers and thunder showers tomorrow night and again on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Really cool station. 98Q Country.
I love the first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. Don't even come close to the way that feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring at it. I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living. Going down, that's what my world spins around. Gonna tear me up and turn me on. A girl is like, you know,
are pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight.
Till the sun goes down. 'Cause I pull 98QCountry.com.
We'll be right back.
Country. He is on tour this summer doing some stuff all around the country. I just was looking at it here just seconds before that song ended. I'm not sure if he's in the Midwest at all. See a little maybe Nebraska. I'm sure he'll be around somewhere. That'd be fun to see him in concert. How you doing? A little cooler feel this morning. We were hoping for this, and it's here. Open those windows up. We can drain that humidity out of the house, and we're going to be in for a few days of temperatures that will struggle to get to 70 degrees. And I think a lot of us are all right with that. Shut off that air conditioner for a while. Open up the windows, and let's feel summer. It is absolutely perfect out there this morning. Maybe a little light long sleeve shirt. If you got time to pause before you head off to work and sit on the front step or grab a lawn chair. It's pretty nice out there. 66 is our forecasted high. 56 right now. The robins and other critters and birds are chirping out there, loving the day. And looking at our forecast all the way through Monday, we probably won't see temperatures much above 70 right through Monday. And the chance of rain, the best chance of rain right now appears to be kind of later part of Friday into early Saturday. Other than that, I think we're going to dry up here a little bit, and we need to dry up. I think the lake in our driveway out here went down about halfway, so I hope you're cleaning things up from the wind that blew through here yesterday and drying things out. I have a busy reality radio today. Lots of local people coming in to talk about local events. Our very own Miss Wisconsin Teen USA, Olivia Negri from Park Falls, just crowned a couple of weeks ago. She will join us live in studio to chat about her journey and what's ahead for her. We're looking forward to meeting up with her and sharing in the excitement of her victory there a couple of weeks ago. Twice an hour, we'll get you updated on what's going on, including the Brewers continuing to roll last night. Let's do it. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a Russian courtroom, Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter, imprisoned and accused of being a spy, an allegation both his employer and the U.S. government strongly deny. He has been held in a Russian prison for 15 months already. Arriving in his home country of Australia to cheers, Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks. He obtained, then published, classified government secrets on his website. After reaching a plea agreement with the Justice Department, he is now back home. Tomorrow night is the debate between President Biden and Donald Trump. ABC's Perry Russum with more on the rules.
The microphone of the candidate not selected to speak will be muted. Another new change, no studio audience. Trump telling the Washington Examiner, to me the audience is easier because it's telling you what is going on indirectly with applause or not applause. This room is a sterile, dead room.
Progressive Democrat Jamal Bowman in New York losing to a more moderate Democrat in the primary Tuesday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Summer is the season of travel. Jesse Funk, the Air Service and Business Development Manager of the Appleton International Airport, says food in airports is more expensive for a reason.
One thing that a lot of people don't understand is all of that food has to be screened by TSA. So there's additional costs involved with both the TSA and with the restaurant employees to get that through and be secure so there's nothing bad hiding in those boxes.
Almost 1 million travelers a year use the Appleton Airport for direct and connecting flights. 8 people in Wisconsin have won the right to hunt elk during this season. The winners were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,000 applicants. Elk were killed off in Wisconsin in the 1880s. After two DNR restoration projects in 1995 and 2018, Wisconsin's elk population is big enough to handle regulated hunting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. The Superior National Forest has been forced to close some of its areas due to the storm damage it suffered over the last week. According to forest officials, the emergency closure order went into effect on Monday as crews head out into the forest to survey the extent of the flooding and storm damage and take steps to minimize or prevent future damage in those areas. Officials are asking the public to be patient as they work to reopen access to the affected areas, and a full list of closed areas is available online. Thanks to the stormy weather that moved across Wisconsin over the past few days, Eau Claire residents have noticed some flooding in local parks. According to a WQOW report, city officials say that's by design as a tool for flood mitigation. Emergency manager for Eau Claire County, Tyler Esch, says that some parks around the area were actually designed to flood when heavy rain rolled through the region, keeping some of that excess water stuck in the park rather than allowing it to flood roads and nearby houses. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
It's the NBA draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks enter the draft with a 23rd pick overall. Tomorrow, pick number 33. GM John Horst says the challenge is to make a good Bucks team even better.
Just being laser focused on that, drilling down in and figuring out what are the specific skill sets that will give us the returns we need in a tough playoff series. The league keeps getting better. They're going to be better again next year. Boston's going to come back on fire, and they're going to be great. Like, Miami's going to be great. Hopefully, we're going to be great. Brooklyn could be healthy and be great. And so that's just to name a few.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series today against the Rangers. A full recap coming up tonight. Last night, the Crew with a 3-1 win over Texas. It's the eighth consecutive series win at home for Milwaukee. Hobie Milner got his first major league start, but was pulled after two. Bryce Wilson pitched for six innings, but replaced in the ninth.
Hobie did his job. We're not going to ask Hobie to go more than that. Yeah, Bryce was rolling, and I just felt like, you know what? If we would have scored some runs in the eighth, we'd have definitely brought him up.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm going to jump in here quick and chat with Pete from Wheelway because we got a lot of great things going on at Wheelway this summer. Folks need their oil change, Pete. Oil changes have gotten a little bit expensive some places. You guys are doing it right down there. Tell us what you got for oil changes.
Well, we're still holding the price firm. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, and we have many other discounts available going until the end of July.
Now, with summer travel coming up, that oil change includes a complete checkover of a lot of different points on the vehicle, right?
Correct. 60-point inspection test. We'll be able to look over the vehicle. The mechanic will let you know exactly if you need air filters, transmission change, a lot of many different things that cover that 60-point inspection test.
People should hang on to that flyer, too, that they got, because there's a lot of discounts in that flyer, right?
A lot of savings, absolutely. Many discounts. Those coupons end July 31st. Pretty much covers everything that your car would need to be fixed and roadworthy. 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Yeah, Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to three streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows, and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo order. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75, with more scattered showers and thunder showers tomorrow night and again on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience. Drive too far, just across the border and into the city, and you.
Chapman song. Did pretty well for himself on that song. Well, Fast Car at 98Q. Beautiful, perfect morning here in the Northwoods. We'll warm it up to about 65 or 70, right in that range. Humidities have dropped. We'll dry things up. A little rain possible as we get into later tomorrow and into Friday. But other than that, the weekend is looking real good. If you're camping out this weekend, Saturday's high, only 64. Yeah, not overly warm, but it'll be dry for the most part. And then Sunday's high, 68. So, you know, we're into summer here. A 64-degree high temp on a summer day, that's pretty rare. But it will be sunny for the most part, so we're in for a real nice stretch of weather after some, what do we go, like 2 weeks there? It seemed like every day or every other day it was raining. So we've had enough of that. Reality Radio comes up after 8 this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about Catkins. They've got a fundraiser coming up, and we're going to chat with some folks involved with that. Olivia Negri, our Miss Wisconsin Teen USA, she's going to be stopping by this morning. We're very excited to talk with her about her adventure this couple weekends ago. Big 3-on-3 basketball going on down at Elk Lake Park. Their beautiful facility there. Jeff Hakenin's going to join us to chat a little bit about that. We've got Courtney with us through the with the Park Falls Chamber. Talk about activities going on with the Chamber. Fifield Lions got their big wrap-up to their ATV event this weekend. Everybody involved is invited to come out for that this Sunday. So we will chat with Big G and whoever else wants to come in and chat with us about that. The Ken and Georgetown, the big poll we've been talking about for the few past few weeks, that's going on this weekend. That'll be one of our guests. And also, so an Alzheimer's event coming up in a couple of weeks, educational event at the Waterford that we're going to talk about also. So lots of stuff involving you right here in the Northwoods, and we'll do that on Reality Radio coming up after 8. Let's find out what's going on in the water right now. Our Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing update.
Hi, this is Kurt from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Monaco with today's Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing report. Experienced some sun on Monday the 24th and didn't know what to think. Some warmer temps and small window of dry is nice, though rain happened last night and it's forecasted again for Thursday and Friday before a nice weekend the last 2 days of June. Fishing has picked up even while sitting under this full moon period. Largemouth bass are very good. Working weeds of 8 to 14 feet using wacky worms and Ned rigs and creature baits. Topwater action has been hot on those warm, muggy evenings using whopper ploppers and jitterbugs. Smallmouth bass have been very good. After getting schooled in my own boat by a trout fisherman from Minnesota who'd never used a Ned rig till I gave him one, 10 to nothing before I conceded and tied one on also, all I can report is Ned rigs for smallies. Not finding many rockfish, almost all along coontail edges of 12 to 14 feet. Walleye action's been good, deep weed edges and big leeches. Got schooled again on the same day, this time by my wife on slip bobbers while I jig. 20 to 2, feel a while before she gets in my boat again. Work outside coontail edges of 14 to 18 feet. Slowly motor till you find a hod hovering over sand grass from standing weeds. Drift leeches 1 to 2 feet off the bottom below a float and have the husband net the fish so he has no time to jig for himself. More advice? Contact Miss Know-It-All. There have been some reports of mayfly hatches. The willow had a big one that has shut down some walleye bites. Sometimes due to wind, it's hard to tell if these hatches are occurring on the lee side of the lake. Motor around a little bit before you really get settled in. Expect more of this as these waters warm this week. Well, that's all I've got today for Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. This is Kurt, and good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The 2024 Flammorama 50-50 raffle tickets are on sale now. The tickets are $1 each or 6 tickets for $5. The drawing will be Sunday, August 4th at 2 p.m. under the celebration tent. Purchase your tickets from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce office or call 715-762-2703 for more information and additional ticket locations.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 with more scattered showers and thunder showers tomorrow night and again on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts, Toby Keith, Martina McBride.
I play the best country music in town.
98Q Country.
Outside your house, might have a little dirt.
Right off them tonight. Got a little dirt on my boots. Got a little dirt on my boots.
there. Better kick that off. Mom will yell, take your boots off when you come in the house. 57 is our temp. 57. And we're on our way to about 65 to 70, right in that range, depending on which side of the swamp you're hanging out at. Beautiful morning. Beautiful, beautiful morning. Birds are chirping. They're happy. The worms are, you know, right there because all the water, and they've got, it's like a buffet for the birds. They're just cackling out there, bragging about everything going on. We've got news to come. The Brewers continue to roll. How many games are they up now in the division? They are up, hang on here. I had the standings right here, and then it left me. 5.5. 5.5 over the Cardinals. Cardinals are playing better now. So they're going to be there if the crew slips. Crew of 14 games above 500 at 47 and 33. They've won 3 in a row. Couple over the defending world champ Texas Rangers. That was last year they won it, right? Amazing how fast we forget, don't we? Quick, who won the Super Bowl last year? Quick. Wrong. We forget real quick. Hopefully next year we'll be talking about maybe the Brewers being that. Wouldn't that be nice? Never know. They're having a good year so far, that's for sure. They'll do it today, 12:35 pregame, 1:10 first pitch, a day game for the crew. Then they have tomorrow off. Let's get the day moving with some words of wisdom as we focus on the family.
Never step in quicksand. That bit of advice may seem obvious, but it's not always easy to follow. In nature, quicksand is hard to spot. It looks like regular soil, but it behaves like a liquid. That's why if you stand on it, you sink. And the further into it you go, the harder it is to get out. Quicksand is just as dangerous in modern society, only it takes the form of things like excessive gambling, drug and alcohol abuse, or pornography. All three, and many others, promise connection or some kind of better life. Instead, they breed isolation, loneliness, and broken relationships. The consequences are real and relentless, and the further into them you sink, the harder it is to get out. Values have shifted in recent generations. So many things once considered taboo, like porn and gambling, are now widely accepted. But acceptable doesn't always mean harmless. Every year, Focus on the Family hears from hundreds of thousands of people, everyone with a story to tell about the damage they suffered from so-called acceptable activities. If you're stuck in quicksand, do what you can to get yourself out. If you're in too deep and can't get free on your own, talk to a professional counselor. Or if you don't know where to go or how to get started, call us here at Focus on the Family. We can offer a free consultation and connect you with a counselor in your area. The number is 1-800, the letter A, and the word family. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MyLowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a MyLowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details. No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MyLowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a MyLowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download